damn, y'all, I'm freaking out. I'm so over COVID. Like, I'm so over not being able to go out and hang out with my friends. And just, like, wearing a mask is making me break out. Like, I did Thanksgiving. I communicated to my dad because he's sick. And we all try to get COVID tested, but you don't know what you can trust or what you can't. It's just like, I know the vaccine's coming out, but who knows if that's not going to just kill me. Like, the stress and the pressure that these last months and, like, this year has done to me, it's hard. And I know I'm blessed to still have a job, but, like, even vet school, like, not being able to be taking classes, like, in the location of other people, like, it's just hard. Like, this whole thing is just really hard for me, and, like, I know it's hard for you and everybody else, and I'm grateful for not being sick, but it's been a hard time, it's been a hard year, and it just definitely has been affecting me a lot, and... I just hate it. But I mean, I don't know, like, it seems to me hopeless, kind of. Yeah, just call me back when you can. I love you. Bye.
Sunday brunch, COVID-19 edition.
I just hate it.
Yo, you made anything? Feels like everybody's been making new stuff but me.
Checking in, you know, 2020 is quite the year, quite the ride. better than we expected. So it's like that Jordan Peele movie, like, accepted reality of what our expectations and plans were for the year and such. Hope you're alright, though. And hope you had time to reflect and, you know, revitalize the creative juices as I, you know. Nevertheless, hit me back.
Still awake in the morning mist. Grant me some grace. You don't have to worry. Given and forgotten, move on. As the tiny piece of you I say, maybe tomorrow, in another city where they don't know our name, drips of honey, eyes dilate. Losing our way between.
Yo, Daniel, what's up? I was just calling in to check in on you. You know, got to check in on your homie during COVID season and everything. Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, I'm doing okay-ish. I got to move to New York because rent is cheap as hell, but outside of that, doing lots of work that I don't want to do. COVID has not been kind creatively, but we're going to get it out the mud next year. We're going to get it out the mud this year, preparatorily. I mean, we're going to prep stuff to get it out the mud. But yeah, hit me back. Okay, peace.
Thank you.
Marxists, the anarchists, and many of those who have
in a parking lot of a gym because the COVID era has totally like wrecked my schedule or ability to even make a cohesive video. So I guess it gives you an idea of like, the setting of where I'm at. And I'm sure that many of these recordings will be recorded three different places. And I don't have a solid kind of like, I don't have solid hours anymore. I wanted to make a monograph right now in this current period of time because I knew, and when I talk about this current period of time, I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about my age, being 24, and I'm also talking about the COVID era of making work or making photography or making anything. I didn't necessarily like have to do this right now, but I felt as though the older that I've gotten working in photography as a medium, the less kind of understood I felt as just like an artist working in photography or a documentary photographer or someone working within the documentary canon or someone who just is very like highly collaborative. I am kind of going, I guess, like a backwards route. I mean, this is essentially a survey of my own work from 2013 to now, but down to like the sequencing, the way I approach my work in practice, the way I engage with other people in the world, especially people who aren't really like into art or affiliated with art or are just really going about their lives and are just like really beautiful people. Essentially, I wanted to have like as much control as I could have possible, and I felt as though I would not have been able to do that in the future or would have come across challenges that I could shortcut right now.
I don't sleep, I do nothing but you. past year has basically been a blur for me. Every day I wake up and drink coffee, and I hate how it makes me feel. And then I go to work, where I have to put myself in danger just so that I can barely pay rent at the end of the month. It's been anxiety-inducing, to say the least. But, I mean, at least I've been getting to do a lot of panels, and I've been putting out some good work. So I guess I am progressing in that stage of my life, but everything else is still at a standstill, and there's not really an end in sight, at least not that I can see.
Flex up, stretch out, big bands, whoa, whoa. Flex up, stretch out, big bands, whoa, whoa. Flex up, stretch out, big bands, whoa, whoa. Flex up, stretch out, big bands, whoa, whoa, whoa. Flex up, stretch out, big bands, whoa, whoa. Flex up, stretch out, big bands, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Squirming like a toad. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog with.
So my access point into early photography was through skateboarding and being adjacent to like skateboarding culture, which I feel like is like really common for like many young artists and filmmakers. And it also was my access point into thinking about like the documentary language or what it just like the documentary canon, both within photography and film, and when it comes to the style of images that I make. And how there are specific aesthetic choices that happen within my own work and practice now, and how much I was influenced from these early periods, which I think was in many ways kind of a shift from taking photos of people to a social practice, which is now like making work with people or in collaboration with people. When I began making images or photographs, I should say, I was like very like goalless in the sense of the work that I was making. My early work involved like very little thought, and it was like it's almost like a lack of thought. Very little aesthetic decision choices that came into the making of the formation of the work, and I always feel like the goal was to think of it as little as possible, and to make almost like a one-to-one experience. Or like a one-to-one translation when it comes to making and being during that time period. And I think the earliest photograph within the book, I made it when I was about like 16 or 17, and it's called Bandits. It's a two-page spread. One feature is like my early like 96 like Mazda Protege with the doors open, and like another the other image is like people sitting in like on the outskirts of like a trap house or something like that. And I think these two images were like really seminal for me because I don't remember taking them. And I think that there's something to, I think that there's a point being made when I don't remember the work that I make and how that plays into building like a psychological space. And I often go back to those two images, which I think have served as like a big reference point, like within my own work when it comes to thinking about how abstraction is useful for me now. Before it was goalless, but now abstraction is much more of like a tool of like refusal or like a tool of kind of navigation or understanding, and I think it has like a little bit more. Of a richer type of space that I'm trying to build now versus previously, the abstraction being like purely kind of goalless.
Oh, never be the same again. Everything's so strange. It ain't a game no more. We were just scared to live there. Yesterday, yesterday. Now we just reminiscing. Oh, yesterday, yesterday. Keep my head above water. My eyes getting bigger. The world getting smaller. I've been getting richer. Only made me crazy. Mama said I'm different since I was a baby.
My emotions. Give me a sip of that potion. No, my heart is not broken, but I feel like it's open. Please somebody do surgery. Tell the doctor come work with me. I keep looking at my soul. Say that I would be the man.
becomes something that is much more communal on like a larger scale. And I think the monograph and the work inside it is kind of like the starting point of it. I know that my future holds teaching, because I really want to open up a school, but also don't want to be in academia if I don't have to be anymore. I'm kind of over the space. I'm aiming to open like a hybrid educational space that's also like an art direction, music video space, hybrid place where kids can develop photo negatives and learn programs and develop programs and think about like alternative models for education, while also like directing like rap videos and like country music videos and shit like that. And I tend to think about working projects as like, I don't really give two fucks about like where it falls or like specific type of like scene or archetype of people. I've been in so many different roles in my life that have just involved so many different types of people, and so many of them not art related, that I kind of prefer to like keep it that way. And I'm hoping that everything I do occupies a space where it's just like for everyone. And I think that that's a space that I'm always going to be like wrestling with, questioning, trying to figure out, trying to kind of like engage from all different types of view. But I know that where I plan to occupy myself and where I plan to kind of like really land,
cut that shit up,
is in some type of space that like brings just people together, and like really compelling types of ways.
Yeah.
experiences that you've been mentioning, the full context of your photo making process, I wonder if we can dwell on that for just a moment longer. The intensity that you experience this process, your unarticulable drive and the way that overlaps with life, like real life, death, money shit, or family, etc.
I often am not like a person who, at least within my own work, likes to talk directly about my own life, only because I feel like I'm trying to do that within my work, and I'm trying to do that within like the collaborative practices that go within all the productions and the types of things that I just been trying to put together. My name's Daniel Diasconatis. I'm from Prince George's County, Maryland, which is a very specific part of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, otherwise known as the DMV. I grew up there. My family's from there. Well, my parents are actually from D.C., but they met and moved to D.C. in PG County. And my early experiences, the types of jobs that I worked, my family's heritage, my mother being Black and my father being Hispanic, Colombian in particular, parents being both like working class, with like no college degrees, but still incredibly smart people, having a big influence on how I think about class and labor, and also just like my work history. The first job I ever had, that I feel like really shaped my work, was a camp counselor. I was a camp counselor with Maryland National Parks and Planning from like ages like 15 to like 19. I made it to summer camp. Most of my job was playing kickball with kids, and like reading books and getting, clowns to do talent shows and stuff like that, and it was pretty awesome. Around that time is also when I started making photographs and taking images. Like, also during the same time of the kind of like skateboard documentary era period, I think being like working that role and kind of just being so incredibly grounded and being so acutely aware of other kind of youngsters' experiences, like whether they be good or bad, positive or negative, had really shaped my perspective of how, like how photography functions as an early social practice. Not that I was like taking photos of the kids or anything like that, but I was making these photos as a documentary skateboarder while also engaging within the community and kind of understanding like sociopolitical context, in one world that I worked in while also kind of making these like skateboard images in this other world that I would do like when I got off of work. So like there's this intersection of kind of like giving back and kind of like you don't, like no man is an island and we're not all individualists and things happen when people come together. And I feel as though having that as a starting point, or as a preface before any type of art making I ever did, has really kind of been like the foundation of much of the work that I've done now.
Shades of green that fall beneath this tree. So let the winds of change that rearrange the country. Let it also sow a seed of memory. Sashes spread. every man aware of being free. When she talks of times when wine is handed to me, from a face that walked out of a memory.
Even though I haven't really been able to go out because of COVID, I've really been able to spend a lot of that time looking within myself and just being able to like self-reflect on how life had been pre-COVID, and also just look towards where I'm going to be in the future after everything is done.
Gotta call you back to love, but I always dance with the water. Never know what's right or wrong, but my baby come back to me. But lately I ain't been aggressive, I just wanna talk to you, baby. Baby, come up closer, my body's dying into every time, every time with the dead. You got me turning into a fire.
is not to cry.